Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, I want to flip the script on what makes a great leader and consider this. For too long, things like charisma, assertiveness, maybe even a loud voice have dominated boardrooms and executive searches. But what if that bias towards extroversion is quietly changing and maybe pushing so-called exceptional talent out of the frame? I'm in conversation now with Advaitha Naidu, Africa MD at Jack Hammer Global, and I want to talk about something called introvert bias. What is it, why it persists, and how it hurts business, and maybe how companies can tap into the quiet talent well, as she puts it, without asking introverts to become something that they are not. It's a very interesting topic, Advaitha, and let's get straight to it. You say introverts face hidden bias in hiring. Why has this issue been ignored for so long, do you think?
So yes, in hiring and promotion and just general ascendancy in the leadership ranks. And it's because for the longest time, like you've said, we've tended to think of leadership as something loud, you know, the charisma, the confidence and the commanding presence. And this bias towards extroversion has by this stage created a skewed leadership pipeline in some companies. But there is a real case for rethinking our assumptions about what leadership looks like. And can we put aside our preconceived notions about what powerful leadership is? Because in my experience, it doesn't need to be loud to be powerful.
So why are job interviews so tough for introverts? And how then could they be made fairer, do you think?
So in the first case, it's because we are asking these questions and expecting people to present themselves in very outgoing situations. And there is a case to be made for having something a little bit more structured or giving introverts a chance to showcase their abilities in less socially demanding situations, like through written proposals or case studies. Because if you think about the workplace, yes, we do tend to prioritize the people who speak out and to speak the loudest, but that's not all of what work is. Yes, you need to be able to present yourself and make a case for yourself. But at the same time, there's a huge component of written work. There is a huge component of networking and stakeholder management that doesn't require people to step outside of their comfort zones. So if we don't expect them to show up in that way all the time in the execution of their work, why expect them to do it in an interview situation?
The problem, of course, is people often see introverts as shy or distant.
They do. And that's because the extroverts, they gravitate towards the spotlight. And we have this assumption that the extroverts are, you know, they're naturally more competent. And obviously, the danger is that they're not necessarily the most competent just because they're loudest. And then we end up overlooking the introvert people who bring a lot of different value. And those values could be something like deep thinking, careful listening, reflection. And so in a world of DEI initiatives, we've seen growing awareness around unconscious bias, and companies put in place policies and training. And there's a real push to make recruitment and promotion fairer and to be more inclusive of typical diversity. But now we have this term called introvert bias. And once we speak this out loud and we shine a spotlight on the fact that we are prioritizing the wrong things, it can't be an unconscious bias anymore.
So for someone who's hiring, how do they spot an introvert?
Well, I think it is going to be the people who do come across as a little bit more contained, aloof, or shy. And we should make a case for not underestimating them and not assuming that they have less substance, and maybe give them the opportunity to present themselves in ways that are more comfortable. So as I said, you know, give them an opportunity for a case study, make an interview process a little bit more contained so you don't have a huge panel interview, maybe err on the side of a virtual presentation so they can be in their own space and find themselves in a more comfortable situation to put themselves out there, give them a little bit more preparation time.
Is it unfair for a person who's doing the interview to ask the candidate if they are an introvert or an extrovert?
Yes, I mean, I think not everybody is naturally that self-aware in any case. And, you know, it's not supposed to be an exclusion criterion. I mean, yes, there are certain jobs that require an executive to put themselves out there and be the person leading from the front and doing the rousing and motivating speeches. But if it's not a core component of the job for them to be an extrovert and to be loud and motivational, why make it an excluding criterion in an interview?
Can you teach an introvert to become more extrovert?
Well, I mean, I suppose the first thing is we don't really tell extroverts to tone themselves down. So I don't think it's about making introverts different. I think ambitious introverts need to realize that they don't need to change themselves. They need to learn how to navigate their environments and play to their strengths. So they can think about leveraging online platforms for networking or preparing more thoroughly for these types of events where they're going to have to put themselves out there. They can find ways to take time out in between meetings to manage their own social energy. And in anything that relies heavily on relationships, they need to understand that upward mobility does depend on relationships, but that doesn't mean they need to be the schmoozing, networking kind of people. They can manage individual relationships and individual stakeholders and be very intentional about how they go about generating social capital.
And I suppose to that end, mentorship might also help.
Mentorship absolutely should help, and I think good mentors will recognize intrinsic value and not necessarily wait for somebody to put themselves out there. And I think mentors and allies will speak on behalf of people who are introverts and flag potential development opportunities for those people, and also point out to other leaders that, you know, while someone might be a bit more quiet and reserved, that doesn't mean they don't contribute.
Let me pick you up on that word networking, critical, as you say, and I absolutely concur with that. And it's also, if you're going to network, it's about being visible and showing up, I guess. Can introverts network without pretending to be extroverts, if you understand the question?
I do. So yes, I mean, I think if we think about a networking event in particular, or just networking in general, yes, I think it's about intentionally managing relationships. You don't have to go and meet every single person in the room or meet every single person at your company. You know, set yourself targets. I'm going to meet 3 people by the end of this hour, or I'm going to give myself the out to go and be less drained and go and recharge somewhere quiet. You could make a friend and go into situations where you already know someone. There are absolutely ways to network and enhance your social mobility that don't require you going out and making a keynote presentation in a room of 20 or 25 strangers.
There's also a code, I think, when it comes to job notices or job hiring notices. And I think you're going to tell me that when companies ask for so-called dynamic leaders, and I put that in inverted commas, they're actually saying what we really want is someone who's loud on the front foot and is an extrovert.
Absolutely. And I think, again, there are certain roles that warrant that, and that's fine. But if a role doesn't need somebody who is loud and extroverted, that absolutely should not be a core criterion of the job. But I think, you know, for introverts themselves, they shouldn't shy away from self-promotion and visibility just because it feels inauthentic. There are ways to make your contributions known that don't feel boastful or like showing off. And if you are able to show your impact and show that you've influenced company outcomes in a positive way, then you are absolutely qualified to do a job that somebody thinks is more for an extrovert.
And just a quick one, apart from always mispronouncing your first name whenever I talk to you on the radio, would you describe me as an introvert or an extrovert?
I feel, based on our very long relationship, that you are an extrovert who puts himself out there because he's confident and erudite.
But I have to force myself to do it. And I think you'll find that with a lot of introverts, that they really have to compensate hard.
Absolutely. And again, you've navigated your context and made it work for you.
Advaita Naidu, thank you very much indeed. Africa MD at Jack Hammer Global. I look forward to our next conversation.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.